Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Stephen Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. We buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Free information from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about the rest of your life. You know, it's the first day of the rest of your life. It's a cliche, but it's true. Jill, great show today. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Michelle from Phoenix, nice, wrote in and asked, I'm starting out in Phoenix and interested in doing a rehab / flip. This will be the first one I have not lived in myself. I have general questions about buying from the standard MLS listings versus auctions. Any advice?
Boy, did she come to the right place on this, Jill.
Totally.
You want to answer this?
No.
Oh, Michelle. So you can buy stuff out of the MLS effectively sometimes. You don't really know how it's going to go until you get in there. And you can go to auctions and take your chances. I've done both. We still do some version of both. But here, if you want to make sure that you're going to succeed, submit a bunch of written offers somewhere that you've decided where this is going to work. You know, you're looking in a specific neighborhood with MLS listings anyway. And you're only going to consider properties at an auction that kind of fit your little geographic model anyway. Why not identify a couple neighborhoods, maybe three, send everybody an offer in the mail. It's so simple, incredibly inexpensive. And the person who really was dying to sell their property that day, they're going to sign it and send it back to you. Mm-hmm. That's my answer. How's that?
I love it. You know what I think is really interesting? Just a side note is that people don't realize, A, you can do this, and B, you can drill it down to be so specific so you know you're really only doing, you want 3-bedroom, 2-bath, this size, blah, blah, blah. You can drill it down to that. So it's not like you're throwing out a really wide net. You know, I want everybody just to know that you could be real specific, so you're not wasting anybody's time.
And you are ensuring your success, mm-hmm. because in an extremely rare occasion, it's never happened to me, but it might have happened to somebody where you don't get any offers back. People are real concerned about that. Mm-hmm. We teach all our members to do this. I don't think it's ever happened. If it has happened to somebody, I'd love to hear about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear all the good stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're ensuring your success. If you're running through the MLS or an auction, you're constantly asking yourself, this could work at this price. What you want to do is send these offers out in the mail where the price is, you're absolutely sure it's going to work. If all the houses are selling in that area for 120 grand, send out offers for 75 or 80. Oh, no, what you're saying to yourself now is, no, who in their right mind, if their property's worth 120 grand, is going to sign an offer for $80,000 and get the deal done that week? Who, Jill?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people would really rather just get the money now and get out of there because there's something going on in their life. Mm-hmm. It's not about the house at all. It's about the circumstance of the owner. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing in land. The same people are ready to sell their classic car for way less than it's worth today because of some stuff that's going on in their life.
Yeah, something's happening that's triggered it, and you never know, and you can't guess it. You just have to reach as many people as you can, and they'll come to you.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816, and please don't be Eeyore about it.
I love that.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Boy, what a cliche. Mm-hmm. This is the inspiration portion of our little duo here. This is an inspiration piece, not an information piece.
I was going to say, it sounds like I wrote this one, but I didn't. This is really came from you. Hey, Stephen, I might be rubbing off on you.
Somebody told me this a long time ago. You know, if you haven't heard it, and this is the first time you're ever hearing that phrase, you're the CEO of the rest of your life, and you're in complete control of this. I stopped for a second, whatever it happened, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. I have control over my life. Someone's my parents are, I don't live with my parents anymore. I don't control my life. They don't control my life. I do. Mm-hmm. That's what the show is about. Decide what you want. Get the information from me about how to do it and find your source of motivation from Jill to stay on track. It's as simple as that. Decide what you want to do. Get the information and find the motivation to stay on track. Oh, Steve, I don't need any motivation. All I need is the information. Here's the thing. It's all going to go sideways. Before you reach your goal, you've decided what you want to do now. Maybe it's buy property for half. Maybe it's be an airline pilot. You decided what you do. Now you need to get the information and the education about how to do that. And if you leave out the motivational piece, I'm telling you right now, it's all going to go sideways more than once before you get to that goal. And when it does, you should have a pre-planned source of motivation to make sure that you stay on track. Right, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
What's your source of motivation in general? You know, some people get it from, you know, from God. Some people get it from their father.
Yeah, it's funny about that.
Some people get it from books.
When you said that, I was just thinking of what my dad used to do. And I don't know why it brought me to that, but I just noticed my dad used to have his own motivational sticky notes all over his desk.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Do you remember
funny.
What some of them said?
Yeah, you know what? I do. And they were very personal to him. And it was like, maybe the guy was on a diet. Seriously? He would have sticky notes around his desk, helping him to stay on track with his eating goals. It was really interesting, you know, and I'm trying to think what else he would be
like,
working
on. Like, hey, badass, it's not over yet.
No.
Like
it wouldn't
what,
be stuff like that. It might be how much weight he's lost or just reminders. You know, it was usually to him was a reminder, like get out and exercise. That was really what he would do. He would do things like that. And he'd see it and it mm-hmm. would be on his mind all the time. And that would motivate him, you know. And I it just brought back a warm feeling to me thinking about that. I remember him doing that. And I'm trying to think you know, Stephen, I do a version of that too, where in my world, I have pictures of people important to me around me, and I have little sayings that are important to me around me. So I do little things like that too.
My source of motivation is you, Jill. When stuff goes really sideways... Oh. Really, I just come to you and talk about it.
Thank you.
You got to have something, you know, because it does go sideways. I don't care who you are.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if you're, you know, if you have $1 billion, stuff's going to go sideways. Something's going to frustrate you once in a while.
Uh-huh. Totally.
You
got
to go, you know, some people go to church.
Yeah. I was thinking about before we did this show and I wrote down my kind of notes of, okay, this is the rest of your life. What are my three steps? And mine are this. I love yours. And mine are really, we're on the same page, obviously. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be doing this if we weren't.
Yeah.
We
just did a show about that.
We did. So mine.
Maybe it's a support group. That's excellent. You know, for a lot of people, like it's an REI club.
Yeah.
If you're starting to go, like, oh, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, you do Weight Watchers. If you're trying to become a real estate investor, you join a group like Land Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of the motivation too, is to surround yourself with like kind people that are trying to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So, and that ties in, my steps are number one, what is really important to you? I mean, you got to really take a step back and figure it out. Like you said, decide what you want.
And it changes all the time.
Yeah, it might. That's very true.
Having a huge house in the suburbs was a priority of mine a long time ago, and it's not even on my list anymore. We've been there, done that kind of thing.
I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that really something you wanted to do or really something you thought you should do? Because that happens too.
Both.
Okay.
And I'm glad I did it.
Okay.
And I'm glad it's over.
I got that. Okay. So you decide what's really important to you. All right. Then what needs to change to get you there? Like, I want to have that house. Well, then I've got to have the income to have that house. I got to make that change. You say information, and I'm you're right. And I just look at it a different way.
Yeah, that's awesome, because that's the yin and yang of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. You got to have both.
Right. And then you know what the thing for me is? This is the huge one where I see people getting hung up all the time. I have friends that are going through things in their life, and they know this, they really want this. And they know, I know what I got to do this, or it's never going to happen. So what the heck are they waiting for? That's where people get hung up. For me, is step number three. What the heck are you waiting for? Just do it. And that's the part that I just don't understand.
Well, I think you have to develop a sense of self-confidence to get anything you want. You know, you have to believe that you can do it. And that comes in all different ways. You know, sometimes this comes from your source of motivation. Who knows? I don't know. So maybe it's a teacher. Maybe you had such a rough time when you were a kid that you're mad about it, and now you're motivated to get something done and change it.
Yeah.
But I think self-confidence is really important. Like, I don't think Hitler had a lot of self-confidence, if you know what I mean. I think he was working something out that, I don't know.
You know what I think? How about this? What if you don't have self-confidence? I think you can develop it.
That's what I think.
And I think what you could do is you could take baby steps. Like, okay, I want to do X, whatever it is. All right, I'm not going to change my whatever overnight, but I can do this tomorrow. And then as you do X, you know, the one little baby step, now you're that much closer. And, oh, hey, look, I did it. Then you're going to start building up self-confidence. I think you can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, maybe you want to be a really good speaker. Who knows? You have this goal to do X in your company. And part of it is you want to be the CEO. You have to run a board meeting. You hate talking in front of people. Who knows? You know, something like that. All right. I'm going to start taking little steps and speaking up more in meetings. I'm going to start holding my own meetings. I don't know. Something like that. And then as you get more comfortable with that, you will get more self-confidence, and it'll get you going.
You know what? Sometimes I think this stuff, when I write these titles, I think this is so basic that it's just boring. But no. I mean, what you just said, it's like there's so much common sense, but it's so important to do that. Just cut it, all the stuff up into steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, deconstruct look at the end at what you want. Deconstruct all the steps to get there. Maybe go out on the internet and find somebody that's already done it. You want to buy real estate for half price and learn how to do that, you know, deconstruct it, go out on the internet. You're going to find us, or somebody like us who's done it almost 16,000 times. Deconstruct how you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually starts with collecting free information. Oh, information. That's what Steve does.
Exactly.
This is the if-then segment of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you want to buy a house to flip it, and you want to buy it way below market price, then send 1,000 written undervalue offers in a neighborhood you choose to the homeowners where you think it might work. If you want to buy a cheap piece of property, send a lot of direct offers out in a place that you've identified where this might work.
Like what Michelle asked.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It's a big mystery. People spend $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 in a hotel room, in a hotel lobby.
Right.
Listening to people who, charge that much. And what they're going to tell you is what I just told you. And, they're not going to even tell you how to do it. We tell you how to do it. Not only do we tell you how to do it, we provide you all the tools. We provide you the national database that's up to date for that day. And we provide you with a printer and a bulk mail license and the whole thing.
We even show you what your letter should say.
And then we give you the letter
based on ours.
So all you really got to do is stay motivated.
Yeah.
And then we give you a source of that, which is Jill.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So why aren't you doing this? You're listening to the show.
I know.
You must be interested. You can't be interested in listening to us philosophize. You must be interested because you want to buy stuff cheap.
I love it. is it really not? Is your commute that boring? And this is all you can find.
Are your standards so low,
like, exactly,
that you have listened to more than one episode of this show? Boy, you should stand in front of the mirror tomorrow morning and ask yourself some questions. Do I really need to listen to this show again? It's so simple. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, give us some inspiration for today.
Okay. My inspiration for today is take a minute, think about what are you grateful for? Steven, take a minute. You don't have to do anything. I'm not telling you to write a letter. I'm not telling you to write it down. I'm not telling you to reach out to that person and thank them. No, just take a second and think about what you're grateful for.
You know, without causing too much dead air here on the show, I am extremely grateful for the fact that I can even get an opportunity to even help one person today.
That's
and I mean it. It sounds savvy and all that, but I really mean that.
Good one.
You know, like about a year and a half ago, Jill and I were sitting around because, you know, in the light of being extremely truthful and straightforward, which is what Jill and I are always, you know, we were done financially. We're sitting around and I'm sitting around going, all right, well, wait a minute. Should we do 20 times more deals than we do? It's not going to change anything. Because here's a secret. After $20,000 a month, after you have all your bills are paid every month, or after 20 grand, it just becomes numbers on a computer screen. Unless you have some kind of spending problem where you need to buy a Ferrari every week, $20,000 a month, you're not going to spend 20 grand a month. You're just not. So I was sitting around a year and a half ago going, what the hell am I going to do with the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. And so that's how we you know, so Jill and I said, what are our customers asking for? What do we hear all the time? Well, they said, well, teach us how to do this, which we've been doing for a lot of years. We just never had a website for it or a program put together or anything like that. So I am very, very thankful that we decided to go down this path. This podcast is getting huge. I'm thankful for that.
Me too.
Yeah, it's such an efficient way to send our message, you know, very inexpensive. Upfront, an expensive way to send our message, and people are listening to it, so they must like it. That's what's yours?
Mine is I want to give back. As a kid, I would get in trouble giving things away. So I'm grateful.
Like, what? Tell us the story.
Okay, so yeah,
correct me.
I used to get in
what
trouble.
Do you mean gave stuff away?
This has always been me. You know, my philosophy has always been, if somebody takes something from me, well, they must have needed it more than me. Okay, it's not a big deal. You know, my mom used to get mad at me because I'd give away everything from my dolls to my lunch. Seriously. And it was funny because
there's a Disneyland going on inside of your head, Joe. You live in Disneyland.
Seriously, I remember getting in trouble because there were some nice, I don't even remember the names of them back then, but, you know, years ago, famous, there were nice dolls that you would have as a little girl, and I would give them away. So my mom was like, what the heck? So
I think we should give away everything.
I know.
But we need to pay.
I agree.
We need to pay our employees.
Exactly.
If we didn't, I would give it all away.
I agree.
Not the land, but all the educational material.
I'm grateful for I'm grateful for waking up when I want to wake up every day, for the most part, and doing what I want to do every day, and getting to give stuff away too. And when I say give it away, it's helping people. I give away that kind of thing.
The message I wanted to give today is you are in control of your life, so start taking it seriously. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want. We choose to use it to buy property for half and sell it for way more immediately. Good show, Jill.
That was fun.
What do you think of this new format?
I like it.
I do too.
I do like it.
Still working out the kinks, but I think it's okay.
I think so. I think this is going to be more helpful sometimes than some of our other stuff, because depending where you are in your investment career, some of our topics are timely and some of them might be behind people and some of them might be ahead of people. But no matter what you're doing right now, I mean, this kind of stuff is pertinent to everyone today.
You know, when people schedule calls to you to talk about buying, you know, they're in the final decision of making a purchasing our informational programs and stuff, mm-hmm. or a data package.
Yep.
Like, what range, when they call you, are they, is it range from I'm all totally ready to go or I'm brand new at this? Or I mean, what typically do they, what's their, do they have like a pattern or is there a lot, it's typical questions that you answer?
I'll tell you, typically they are already there. They almost just need to have one last little confirmation that you know, we're here and gosh, you really are there and you want to help. Yeah. And B, knowing that they can do it. Some people, I think, are worried that, God, I'm not sure I have it in me. I don't have that background.
They need motivation.
That's right. They're like, I really haven't done this before, but boy, I'm excited. And, you know, they almost just want to say, Jill, I've been doing pharmacy sales for 10 years, who knows, whatever. And I'm sick of it. I'm burnt out. This is what I want to do. I've done all my homework. I've read everything I can. I understand the whole concept. I'm totally trust you guys. I'm in, but can I really do this? And that's it. And it just takes a little like, heck yeah. Do you think that we knew all the answers? No. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's the whole point is what we bring to the table is I'm helping you with all that little stuff. You don't have to think about it. So a lot of these questions you would ask yourself along the way. Now you have all the answers. It doesn't get any better than that.
So. We have a lot of members right now. For some reason, a disproportionate amount of members who are at this stage, they sent the mailer out for whatever. They chose it on their own, chose a place, the right area, sent the mailer out, just like we always talk about and instruct. And then there's a little silent period of about a week because the stuff's in the mail. And then they get a million calls and some signed offers. Like they're sending us pictures, you know, mm-hmm. pictures of their mailbox. For some reason, we have a disproportionate amount of people at that stage right now. And it just, for me, it's like, remember when the kids are little and they get up and it's Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. But only like it's a grown-up version. Like there's money in the mailbox, thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of dollars. And then they have like, now they have, they have a taste of it and they have control about how, control over their life. That's what this show's about. You can control this. You have control over this. You're not a slave to your job or your relationship, man. Mm-hmm. You can do what you want.
My favorite thing is the people that call us and are like, oh my gosh, I have 30 offers to review. Congratulations. And they're like a little bit freaked out by it too. I it's the best thing. They're like, it's almost like they're going, oh no. And I'm like, no, oh yes, this is it. You did it, you know?
I have a consulting call scheduled on Wednesday with a guy who said he did exactly what we said, but I actually think he sent too much. His is his first time. He's never done a deal. And he went nuts and sold and sent like, you know, 8,000 letters out. We recommend 1,500 your first time. And he's called me and emailed me. The correct way to reach Jill and I, by the way, is to go out on Success Plant and dig around and find out the right protocol. Because if you email us directly or call us, it's not going to, that's just not the way to do it anymore. There's too many members. The right way is to go out onto Success Plant and read the FAQ, and it'll tell you exactly if you got deals you want us to look at, there's a way to do that. So that's the right way to do. But this guy, he scheduled a consulting call, which we charge for, and I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, I overdid it. You know, I bit off more than I can chew. What do I do?
It's a good problem to have.
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
That's the funny thing is that people are like, oh, they're panicking,
yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you did everything right. Now just, you know, you did everything right. Now go. You right. got this. It's like learning to fly. Congratulations. You can fly. Go.
Yep. Hey, let's go buy something for a half price today and resell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.